So let's get into a state of receptivity and then calm the mind down. In fact, let's stop it just for a moment, maybe. And here's the thing in meditation, as most people write to me, they say, oh my God, it's such a battle just to even stop my thoughts, and I see them there and I just get so distracted. And it is, and it will be, forever and ever. Amen. Unless you're totally, totally enlightened. Even then, the enlightened masters say, oh my God, I have to think thoughts because I have to function in this world. So don't be mad at the thoughts, or depressed or upset. Just don't get caught up in them. Because when you get caught by certain energy, thoughts, they have a certain energy, and that energy will pull you down or uplift you. Depends on what you want. Some people want to go down into the pits of despair to find out, oh my God, I'm this or that. Some people want to go to great heights to see, oh my God, I'm so arrogant, I'm so this or that. So when we're finished with all that nonsense, because it is, it doesn't make sense, then we want to get some other sense or some other intelligence, something else that will reveal a greater way of being that's beyond the body, beyond the mind, beyond the intelligence that you have as a human being. And then bring that into your life and allow it to unfold your life in a way that is going to bring a tremendous amount of intelligence, divinity, so that you can be in this world improving your own evolution and then the lives of others. Because what else is there to do? The rest is just, you know, like the movies, click, 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 and then the end. Commercial breaks. So let's tap into Maruga's energy to get rid of all that stuff. Oh, this is just so much, isn't it? Life is big. Life is full. So what are we going to do? Close your eyes. The moment you close your eyes, the brain starts to slow down a bit. The neurons aren't perceiving too much in the environment, like too many of the senses. That's how information comes in through the senses. You close your eyes, you don't see stuff. But what happens? You hear stuff. You smell stuff. Your sense of taste might get activated. Oh, I'm hungry now. I've closed my eyes. Why are you thinking of food? Or your tongue starts moving. It wants to talk. Why are you even talking to yourself? Your eyes are closed. Who are you talking to? Oh, my body hurts. Is your body talking to you? Are you talking? Who's talking? So that's what happens. We close our eyes and all this continues. So now, put your attention into the base of your spine. You can feel the base of your spine by moving around and trying to get that tailbone to give you some information. So you're right down there, inside of yourself. That's pretty much where the nervous system starts. the neurons are firing through the peripheral nerves, and then they come together and they make the spinal cord up. So that travels along the spinal column. So we're going to activate that energy center, and when we call on a particular archetype to focus our energy, our awareness into the base of the spine, it will help to get us unstuck from this barrage of information coming through the senses, because it's far from the head. So let's ask Ganesha, the elephant-headed being who can remove obstacles on that path of connecting to our higher selves, and then also removes obstacles in our lives, although we don't want to get too much thinking about that right now. Today, we want to get out of all that and get into that quantum ground state. So get grounded with the energy of Ganesha by focusing on a reddish-orangish light or some sort of movement. Can be along with that light, can be along with the sound that will invoke Ganesha, that will move through the lower part of our body. So from the base of the spine into the legs, down to the feet and toes and back up, swirling around and creating this energy that makes us to feel unstuck on some level. We want to get unstuck. Feel the energy. Imagine the orangish-reddish light. Even if you can't see it, imagine it. Image it. You know what orangish-red looks like when your eyes are open. So imagine that when your eyes are closed. And that energy is moving through the lower part of your body. We're taking time because people say, I'm so stuck in my life. And the masters will always say, get unstuck by going slow enough so that you just take the next step. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam, 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 gam. 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 Gum, 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 gum. Now, move your attention into the spine, the backbone. We'll light up the chakras, the energy centers, get connected to our higher self, our God self, divine beings, masters, teachers, saints, sages, siddhas, nature, those entities that are beyond the body, the mind, and soul that will help us, that will reveal what we are not able to resonate with, that will move us to great heights, bringing intelligent behavior into our bodies, our minds, our souls, our environment. So focusing your attention on the base of the spine, as we move up, we're going to imagine the shaft of the veil or spear or lance of Lord Murga as our backbone. We might even feel the energy so that it makes us to sit up straighter. Or if we're lying down, we'll feel a straightening of the spine. Some energy will be there. We might feel heat. So we're imagining the veil, the shaft of the veil, as our backbone, and do a mental check from the base of your spine as this veil shaft pierces the navel center, going up the heart center, going up the throat center, going up through the brain, and then the head of the veil or spear or lance takes shape in the brain. The tip of the veil pierces the top of your skull. Now your backbone and brain has an impression or image of the veil. And with that image, we'll now invoke Dr. Pillai's blessings and grace to activate this image. Impress it into our being so that it will forever protect us, empower us, so that we have high self-esteem, confidence, connected to divine beings who will support us, who will come through others in our lives and support us, opportunities will come to us, that we can live a more purposeful and fulfilling life. Keep this experience of the veil. Come back to it. Come back to your backbone, the shaft of the veil. The head of the veil is your brain. And now internally you see through your third eye, a beam of light entering your third eye. So entering the spot between your two eyebrows, something just pierced you. It's a beam of light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. He's standing in front of you, sitting in front of you. He's in front of you somehow. Maybe as a form, as physical form, you might see him as spiritual body, maybe just a light. But there's a beam of intelligence coming from Dr. Pillai, who is going to activate your third eye, piercing the middle of the top of the veil. So the head of the veil, there's a midpoint. And that just got activated by this beam coming from Dr. Pillai. Receive, receive, receive. That means open, relax, relax, relax. Surrender, surrender, surrender. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Receive the light. Feel the penetration into the spot between your two eyebrows, and the beam continues on and activates the head of the veil inside your brain, which also corresponds to the midbrain point of your brain. The whole head of the veil lights up and then pours that intelligence down the shaft of the veil all the way down to the base of your spine. Keep receiving the light from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, activating this veil now. Image or imagine this process taking place and experience it deeper. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Feel the veil come alive, the lance of Lord Muruga that is lighting up the brain and the spinal column, cord. This is happening in your subtle body that corresponds with these anatomical parts, the brain and the spinal cord. Although it's not limited, it's unlimited. So go beyond now the physical. Open up. Receive. Surrender. Expand. Dissolve. All your boundaries. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah Guru Sakshat Parabrahma Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Now that you're connected to this mind process, where this beam of light is coming from Dr. Ply's third eye into your third eye, activating the veil, we'll invoke Lord Durga. And pray to Dr. Ply to give you a deeper understanding, a deeper connection to this archetype, this consciousness that is available to everyone, that will help to destroy negativity, karma, maya, illusion, and bring in tremendous amount of protection. Self-esteem. Clarity. Divine beings. Suma Pira Cholera Suma Pira Cholera Suma Ira Cholara. Suma Ira Cholara. Suma Ira Cholera. 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 Keep imagining the veil of your backbone and brain Aum. The veil is Om. Feel the sound of God resonating through your backbone and brain, through this image of the veil. This is the key that will open the door to your God self, your higher self, divinity. Super intelligence, Muruga, Shiva, gods, Auma. Auma. Feel the veil dissolve. All layers of ignorance Murugan Kumaran Guhan. 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 Attune yourself to the energy of the veil, the vibration of the veil as your backbone and brain. Feel the body dissolve away, the pain of the body, the pain of the mind, the pain of the soul is dissolving away. Om Sound Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel the sounds spinning in your brain, spinning in the veil. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. End the meditation. Take your time to let go. You can keep your eyes closed and enjoy your experience of the veil, the empowerment of Muruga through Dr. Pillai. Deep within you. And just let go. And on your way out, coming back to yourself, make a prayer to Dr. Pillai, Lord Muruga, Lord Shiva, Ganesha, for giving you the experience to connect to your higher self, your God self, through these divine archetypes that represent the ability to remove obstacles, to empower you with more intelligence, protect you, and go deeper into the meaning of your life as it gets expressed hereafter. Through you, your words, your thoughts, your actions. So as you're coming back to yourselves, and then you can open your eyes or leave them closed, whatever you want to do is fine.